Listener Production.
G'day, Dan McRae here. The Reserve Bank has left rates on hold, but it's warning inflation remains a big concern. The cash rate will stay at 4.35%, where it's been since November last year. RBA Governor Michelle Bullock says they're trying to bring down inflation while keeping the job market strong.
Right now, we believe that rates are at the right level to achieve this, but there are risks, and at this stage, the board is not ruling anything in or out. We must get inflation back to the target band, low and stable in the background.
It's beef week, which means central Queensland is overrun with both cows and politicians. The Prime Minister has used the massive cattle event to announce a record investment to boost drought resilience, while Queensland's Premier Stephen Miles donned a big hat to announce a $112 million disaster recovery package, some of which will help Gold Coasters hit by severe summer storms. If you live in South Brisbane, you'll notice a lot more police hanging around over the next week. The Dog Squad, Water Police, Highway Patrol and the Crime and Intelligence Command have all descended on the region for some high-visibility preventative policing action. 183 dogs and puppies have been rescued off an alleged puppy farm in southeast Queensland after the RSPCA received an animal welfare complaint. The dogs, which the complaint said were living in poor conditions, are being treated by a vet right now, and the RSPCA is investigating the property. And finally, police have set up a crime scene at a park in Toowoomba after a hiker discovered what is believed to be human bones while out for a walk. The Brisbane Lions plan to hold talks with Gabba Chiefs over the surface of the pitch. Six players have ruptured their ACLs while playing at the venue since last July. Meanwhile, the Aussie cricket coach has full confidence in his T20 World Cup squad, rejecting concerns over the age of some of his players. Andrew McDonald says they all bring a raft of experience.
Players that have been there before and done it and are still in good form. And you look at David Warner in the last 15 games for Australia, his record's outstanding. Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins, Mitchell Starc, those players that are probably the elder statesmen of the team are still performing.